Hello, and welcome to another SNL Energy podcast. I'm Jennifer Zajac, senior editor here at SNL Energy. And with us today is Russell Ernst. He's a senior analyst with Regulatory Research Associates, and he's going to discuss rate case decisions from the Illinois Commerce Commission. Hello, Russell.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Can you recap for us the various rate case decisions the Illinois Commerce Commission issued April 29th?
Absolutely. I'll start by saying that it's been a pretty busy 24 hours. Yesterday, April 29th, the Illinois Commerce Commission held an agenda meeting, and they voted on the issues and issued an order in the electric and gas rate cases for the Ameren Illinois utilities. In that order, in that decision and in the order, the ICC authorized total electric rate increases of $31.5 million and an aggregate gas rate reduction of $26.9 million. And just by way of background, these cases had been initiated in June of 2009 by the utilities.
Is that a significant lag time? It's not unusual to see this amount of time pass between when they're filed and when the decision comes, correct?
No, it's definitely not unusual. I'd say on average across the jurisdictions in the country, somewhere 10 to 12 months is probably about average. So this is well within that range.
There's quite a disparity between what was asked for and what Ameren subsidiaries got. Can you talk about that?
In the cases decided yesterday, the Ameren Illinois utilities had initially requested electric and gas rate increases of about $181 million and $45 million, respectively. In the company's surrebuttal testimony, the companies were supporting about $115 million electric and $15 million gas increases. So obviously, as per the ICC's decision, there's quite a disparity between the increases that were being sought and what the ICC ultimately authorized and approved.
And what were the reasons given?
The primary reasons for the difference in the positions, first is equity returns. The Ameren Illinois utilities were supporting ROEs that were significantly higher than the ICC ultimately authorized. The company was seeking ROEs upwards of 11% for both of its electric and gas operations in general. The ROEs varied a little bit on the requested side. And as far as what was authorized yesterday by the ICC, on the low end, 9.19, I believe, were the low end, and that was for the gas utilities. And on the high end, it was 10.26% for one of the electric businesses. So in addition to the authorized equity returns, the biggest factor was the rate base differential, not only between what the companies were seeking, but also what certain interveners had recommended as far as rate base values go. The ICC staff, and more recently, in February of this year, the administrative law judges of the commission had, in their recommendations, their proposed orders, they had been recommending total rate base values for all three of the utilities, electric and gas, upwards of $3.2 billion. And in yesterday's order, the ICC's total authorized rate base values were just under $2.8 billion. So there's a difference of about $450 million of rate base value, which, even though it's spread across six operating companies, it's still a very significant differential.
From what I understand, Russell, clients have been calling in, asking questions about some of this. Tell me about some of the questions that you've been fielding.
Clients are very concerned, obviously, about the impact on the Ameren utilities. They're trying to get to the bottom of the reasons for the revenue difference. And like I just mentioned, the authorized equity returns were all below average, at least the averages that we follow. And once you get closer to the mid-nines and the lower nines on a couple of these ROEs, they're substantially below the prevailing averages. People are also concerned with the rate base values. Like I said, they see the wide disparity between what most of the parties were supporting and what the commission ultimately authorized. And one of the biggest things I'm seeing is a little bit of concern going forward as far as the potential ramifications for other companies doing business in Illinois. I've had names such as Commonwealth Edison, which is Exelon's utility in the state. ComEd is supposed to be filing a rate case some point this year, so there's a little bit of concern about the potential impact on a case like that. I've also had clients express concern about the potential impact on some of the gas utilities, the Integrys utilities, Peoples Gas and North Shore. And at this time, although the companies I mentioned don't have rate cases pending, jury is out as far as what the ultimate impact is going to be down the road in some of these other cases.
But your clients, it sounds like they're asking you to do that proverbial crystal ball thing and get your gut instinct on maybe how this Ameren case could be read as tea leaves.
People are trying to read into this. Sometimes you can take things away from a decision and try to predict what's going to happen in other cases. In other circumstances, it can be company specific, and then there can be issues that other utilities may not be facing. The order, the end result, may not be directly comparable to other utilities in the state.
So I got to put you on the spot, Russell. So what's going on here? Which scenario is it?
I wish I could predict the future, Jen, because I'd be in a different line of work, and I probably wouldn't be talking to you right now. But what I can tell you, and to the listeners, is that there was a period of time a couple of years back after the restructuring-related rate freeze expired in early 07, and the time period leading up to that, there was a lot of regulation in Illinois was very politicized, and we reached a period of time after those issues were resolved. Probably about a year and a half, 2 years went by. It was relatively quiet. There were no rate cases of prominence being decided, and the things were relatively tranquil for Illinois. But there have been a couple of decisions issued this year. Nothing as noteworthy as this particular decision. There is a possibility that the commission may be setting a different course, so to speak. And just to follow up on that, I'd like to mention that the current composition of the Illinois Commission, there are five commissioners. Yesterday's rate order was approved 3-2. I can tell the listeners that Chairman Flores, Commissioner Elliott, and Commissioner Colgan were in the majority. Commissioners Ford and O'Connell Diaz were the dissenters. There is no scheduled turnover at the commission through, I believe, early 2012.
Are these elected positions, Russell, for the commissioners?
No, these are appointed positions, and the earliest term expiration is in early 2012. It is possible that there will be an extended period of stability at the commission, at least maybe not as far as decisions go, but as far as turnover goes. Investors should take note of that. I guess if you want to read between the lines, maybe you could take something away from yesterday's decision and possibly extrapolate to future decisions if the majority was to hold in future cases.
And let's talk a little bit about the current rating that RA has on Illinois, and if you could kind of put that into context for our listeners.
Sure. Our current ranking of Illinois regulation is below average, too. I would like to point out that there are three general categories to the rankings. There's above average, average, and below average. And within each of those categories, there's a 1, 2, and 3 sub-ranking, sub-tier, a 1 being better than a 2, which is better than a 3. And like I said, Illinois regulation is currently ranked below average, too. So what I can tell the listeners is that we will address any potential impact of the Ameren decisions from April 29th upon completion of our review of the ICC's order, which will happen over the next couple of weeks.
Well, we'll be looking out for that. Russell Ernst, Senior Analyst with RRA, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks very much, Jennifer.
All right, and that's another SNL Energy podcast. Thanks for listening.